to build your faith? Do you desire to have a true encounter with God through His Word? Then listen to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobing, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. He is a seasoned man of God and a teacher of the Word in its truth and simplicity. Make time with us each and every Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Spirit 88.3 FM as we encounter the Word of Truth. God richly bless you. Welcome to Logos Rhema Hour with God's servant, Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobing, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. And now, to today's message.
From Joshua 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, that I shall meditate in it day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then I will make my way prosperous, and then I will have good success. Amen. So we continue with our discourses on wisdom of prayer. Hallelujah. If you believe that you are going to heaven all the way, you want to say a big amen. Oh, we are going. God will help us. Look, when you get the writings, it's easy. How do we do it? I don't know how we've come this far, but we took it a day at a time. A day at a time. A day at a time. He will help you. The Holy Spirit, He will help you. How have we defied the system and said no to corruption and all that? He will help you. Amen. When do we get the courage to teach the word of God unadulterated? He will help you. Hallelujah. It must be in the will of God. And then, as we said, you will discover your purpose in life. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And you will be able to get everything that you need to execute and fulfill that purpose by the power of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 11 to mark it. What happens to you when the Holy Spirit comes? And remember this, all the people that God calls, He equips. Amen. And He will give every one of His children, every one of His children. He will give us time and opportunity to serve Him. He will give us what? Adequate, amen, adequate treasures for the assignment. And He will also give us supernatural talents and resources. Amen. Time, talent, treasures. Amen. Time, opportunity. You will see it. Hallelujah. He will give you the time, but you have to do that. I don't have time to go to church. You will fall. Every Sunday, if you decide that, look, I've told you. Hallelujah. Over the years, as a student, even in my working life, I can count the number of times I miss church, because He will give you the time and opportunity. Maybe your job may not have been like my own, but sometimes, is it possible to swap? Sunday, I want to go to church. Brother, can you take my duty and then I'll take yours? Can I take your own so that on Sunday I'll be free? You go rest. I cherish myself. And they will know. They will know you are a believer. Hallelujah. They will know you are a pastor. You tell them, I needed to go to church. So you do all those things. Like we said, can I do an exchange? Can I work during my lunch hour so that I can get to be able to close earlier so that I can, it's a midweek service, so that I can hurry and go. Boss, is it possible? He says, no, no problem. You're not going to force it. You go back to God. And God will speak to you one day. He says, I've been thinking about it. Okay, if that is fine with you, say, yes, that was God. He will create the time and opportunity for you. Seizes. That's how it works. Why? Because you are hungry. You are hungry to be equipped. You know your equipment is small. You know your strength is small. You need to garner more. He gives us supernatural gifts and talents to serve Him. What can I do here? What can I do here? You have warmed the pews and the benches enough. What can I do? Because that's also another facilitator of growth. And seeing the hands and the works of God. You need miracles. You need proofs. You need tangibility. If you are not working, you won't see it. Like I always say, you say, God, anoint me. Anoint you for what? Anoint you to come and sit down. No, it doesn't work that way. Your word will tell you. The anointing is equipment for service. So you know that by all means, I must do something in the Lord. Because then they know it guarantees the anointing on my life. If I stop preaching today, the anointing will drain. If the same thing will come to you, anoint you for what, son? You say you won't do the work again, the anointing will go and God will look for somebody else and anoint you. That's what happened to King Saul. He said, you obey me, you obey me. Anoint you for what? He said, I found a man after my own heart. He will do my will. And David, he says immediately, and says, Papa, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and renew a right spirit within me. David in Psalm 51. Amen. Yeah, in the will of God, and said to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. That word, we said the faith, we have talked about the saints of God being born again. And they said the faithful, that word means full of faith, faithful, full of faith. Hallelujah. How can you be filled with faith? Amen. Faith coming by hearing, hearing the word of God. They that come to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you know that God exists? What is the evidence? What is the evidence? You need proofs. You need proofs. The people who's to been able to stand for God in the they all said, like Paul would say, me too, I have seen Jesus. Faith comes by hearing and knowing that God exists. Do you know God? What is your proof that God exists? You must have proofs, because there are proofs all over. You come to the word and you will know, you will read, you know that God will give you proofs. And then you will now stand up and come up boldly and say, God, I want proofs. I want proofs. Then that says that since the days of Jesus, the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. The people continue to sign up IP over the years. Sooner than later, God is going to break through for you and you will see his glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you come and you say, I know my Redeemer liveth, it's not cheap talk. It's not a quotation just because Job said it. Job said it, it inspired us. We sought our own unique experiences from God. So we can stand here and say that God is and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Proofs in my own life, in my own ministry. You will look and you will see it. That's the power of the gospel. Else you will drift away. No proofs that God exists. How are you going to survive? But that's not the design. That is not the design. God created man to have fellowship with him. God created Adam and Eve, if you like, with senses for supernatural phenomena to be able to be connected with God. God was coming into the Garden of Eden. God is a spirit. So a spirit being was the one that was coming into the Garden of Eden to fellowship with a body-filled Adam and Eve. If I can use that phrase. Hallelujah. And they were having fellowship. And it's the same thing. So sometimes we say, God is here. And then you are shaking, where is he? He's here. He's here. The spiritual senses, they should feel him. They should feel him. And you know, the scriptures are saying, when God, you know, comes into the company of his people, he comes with a retinue of angels. Have you seen a king moving without the courtiers? No. They all come. Hallelujah. So you are reading all these things and it is stirring up faith in you, and it's stirring up zeal and passion so that you also can apprehend God and know, so that when you are testifying to somebody and saying that God is, You know what you are saying because you have experienced him. And God himself has said it. He said, you draw nigh to me and I will do draw nigh to you. As you take those steps, God is not going to leave you so that you'll be groping in the dark. Jack, where are you? God, where are you? No, God will come and show up. That's what we call the personal revelation. God will show up. God will show up and will make sure, make himself discernible to you. And you say, yeah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we share some of these things just to encourage you. Amen. And I said, when I sent a young believer, I still remember, maybe second year in medical school, I forgot it. I said one day, this word. So I'm going to read the word. So I started reading Genesis. I said, I'm going to read cover to cover. You know, I had a paperback, new NKJV. So it was one of my favorite Bibles. So I was reading because it was paperback. I can sleep, lie down, fold it, read. I was reading. And I came to Exodus chapter 19, the deliverance of the Ten Commandments. And I was reading. And said that God came on Mount Sinai that day. And there was thunder, there was trump, there was a blowing of the trumpet, and dark, and the people of Israel were literally shaking and shivering. I was reading it. All of a sudden in the bed, I started shivering and shaking, and it was almost as if I was with them. I said, hey, is this possible? And I was in my bed, and I was shaking. I said, and when the whole phenomena died down, I said, wow. Wow, so God is, hallelujah, amen, God is. You must have some of these experiences. It will embolden, it will encourage you. And that one is all up to God, but you, he'll give you time, give you talent, he'll give you opportunities. What are you doing with it? Hallelujah, amen, amen. He said, then the faithful of the Lord, my God, Remo Satande. Let's do for verse 2. It says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I just wanted to say something on the grace. It said, grace defined as what? Unmerited favor from God. Hallelujah. Amen. And grace just simply connotes goodwill from God. And how do you know it? When the grace of God is available to you and working in your life and working for your advantage. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's still talking about how we can, yes, so that your prayers, we're talking about knowledge in prayer, the information that God will give us, the intimations of his existence that will help us. Hallelujah. Amen. How do you know that when the grace of God is working in your life? How do you look out for it? So that you know that this must be God. Hallelujah. One of the best Psalms that depicts that is Psalm 23. Let's open it quickly. Psalm 23. It's a favorite Psalm. Can we all go? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. So quick one, verse 1, what does it say? It says, well, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. How can we pick up when it's at work? There's what? There's divine protection there. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. When you realize that, you are escaping from certain circumstances, like you said, accident. Every time you hear people are saying that, and I was sitting in a car, and the Lord is my shepherd. God is guiding you. God is protecting you. So you know that the grace of God is at work in your life. Hallelujah. And what else can we pick from there? I shall not want. Sufficiency. Amen. A lack of want, there's sufficiency in your life. When the grace of God is at work, verse 2, just doing quickly, just point. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. Amen. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. The provisions, hallelujah. Peace of mind in a turbulent world. Peace of mind in a turbulent world. He knows. He knows the challenges of our time. He knows that the economy of Ghana, they say, is rock bottom. Look, leave the politicians and let them say what they can say and they have to say. They are trained to do that. Let them spell all the doom. Hallelujah. But you and I, after we hear them, we go to the word. This is what they are saying, you know. This is what they are saying. I look at my salary. Papa, what they are saying, I don't think that December will reach me. Hallelujah. Amen. And then David, on the authority of his experiences, is encouraging you and I, and he's saying that God will make you to lie down in green pastures so there is fodder for you. Hallelujah. Amen. And you are standing on the authority of the word, and you are saying, God, this is the experience of your saints. So you are praying based on information, knowledge, supernatural provisions. And he said, he leads me beside the still waters, turbulent times. You see, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yesterday night I was there, and I look and I said, everybody in the house is sick apart from me. And everybody has a fever. And I'm just saying that who went to pick whatever? Is it a virus or whatever? That everybody has a fever. And then I started all of them on anti-malarials. And then I was sitting in the sofa, and I was saying that, am I also going to get this thing? Because now I'm taking care of them. I hope that tomorrow, I was telling God that, God, I need to preach tomorrow morning. You know? I hope that I don't wake up also with a fever. Hallelujah. Because the fever looked very, you know, it was so sudden. All of a sudden in the evening, the mommy too said, I'm also falling sick. I need to start some medicine. In the morning, I said, hallelujah. Before then, Kobe, before then, Mary. I'm left standing alone. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. And then that maybe that's how the psalm came. And I said, oh, he leads me beside the still waters. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. In the midst of all the turbulence, and then if the storms are raging around you, and you lift up to your eyes to the hills, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. He says, from whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And there's some stillness within you. That's what we are talking about. You are entitled to it as a child of God, walking in covenant grace and mercy, stillness. Hallelujah. Verse 3, he says that what? Can we read it together? I want some participation. He does what? He stores. And then he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, Jesus. Unwavering trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. He restores my soul. Unwavering trust. If you have lived in this world for some time, a lot of you are students, and you know, hallelujah, it's difficult sometimes. In certain seasons, you just wonder, what's going to happen to me? All the things that are raging all around you, can I survive? Can I finish school? Can I have peace of mind to focus? Hallelujah. Unwavering trust in the Lord, steadfastness. Why? Because he refreshes and calms our minds. Where do we get the courage to wake up and face the challenges of the world? One of the things that I learned, you know, when I finished school and then I wanted cozy cozy jobs, cozy positions, and ran away. And that was when God was burdening, and maybe that's how come I stayed, and that is how come I'm still here. Hallelujah. Amen. Got some offers, and I said, God, you know something? I've got this offer. When I go, before my salary comes, I'll be paid. I'll be given an allowance. I'll be given a home. I'll be given this. I'll be given that. I'm giving that. Why should I stay in Kumasi? I came to school here. I'm going. Hallelujah. Amen. Those are, I'm telling you, sometimes some of these things are like stories. And then I was around the car park at the Valco Hostel at the medical school there. Hallelujah. And I was there, and then God, it's amazing. When God wants to catch your attention and say, you want to go where? And then he said, oh, you know, you want to run away from the trouble? He says, no. I said, the troubles. I mean, look at the package on offer. It's good. He said, you want to win? Then how are you going to be strong? I want you to stay. I want you to support my work. And I'll take care of you. Amen. God says, no, you don't flee from challenges. You stay. And then God teaches your hands how to war. You have not been paid. How are you going to survive? You have another offer. You'll be paid. You'll be given allowance every month. You'll be given a car, mileage. They said they'll give gas. You'll be fed lunch, every lunch you eat. As against nothing from the government of Ghana, nothing. Everybody thought I was crazy. And they are right to think so. Because you can't, these are things that you can't talk to people about. They won't understand you. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Next verse, this just skipping over it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff. Talking about divine security and protection against evil. And let me add, all evil. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And in this verse, we are assured of boldness and courage in life. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be emboldened. I will fear no evil. Hallelujah. And then the other thing that you can pick is that there's a consciousness of the presence and accompaniment of God. There's a consciousness of the presence and the accompaniment of God in life. You should have it. You should know that God is with you. God is with me. Hallelujah. Amen. And then on the third point there is that comfort about ultimate victory despite apparent opposition. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. We are talking about that when the grace of God is at work in your life. Because you are born again. You are walking in the will and the counsels of God. The things that he will do. Hallelujah. Amen. I like what the way the message said. He said, you serve me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Oh, can you project it for them? Me, I've read it and I loved it. Hallelujah. Look at that. Verse 5, please. It's verse 5. He said, you serve me a 6-course dinner. How many of us love that? I mean, most of us, we are used to one course. No. Most of our dinner is one course. Hallelujah. Amen. So message is saying that God, you serve me with a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. Hallelujah. This one, mommy, this morning was preaching in the tree, and she said that most of our prayers is akutia. This one, hallelujah. This one is God, oh, hallelujah, who is doing the akutia on your behalf. Amen. Said, in front of my enemies, a six-course meal. They will say, oh my God, you shall not come to any blessing. What have not they said? Now you will not succeed. It won't went well. Who determines that? God. God. We will see. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says that even though maybe sometimes things are going and your head is dropped down because you can't lift up your head and boast. All your friends, your mates, they are boasting and your head is down. He says, you revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. You will be preferred and favored by God. Your cup will overflow. You'll be blessed to bless. Blessed to bless. That is what he's saying. Blessed to bless. And then let's look at the final one, verse 6. And he says, surely, we love this one. Shall we go? Surely, all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He says what? Surely your goodness and mercies, they shall follow you. Not some days. All the days of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. And I, when you have done that, in order to make sure that you enter into a cycle and a rhythm, some of us, oh my God, when we get it, we finish school. The first job that we have, we quit church. Hallelujah. I'll dwell in the house, and much more dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. We'll do all the part-time jobs so we can increase our earnings. Whenever I took any part-time job, it was hours that was suitable and favorable and will never come across those hours that I have left for God. And you deny some of them. And you do it with a certain mindset that God will provide. We don't serve God for free. Say amen. Amen. Look at that. Look at that. Look at what we have read in Psalm 23. Which employer will be able to give you that? Hallelujah. Go to your employer these days and you go and say you want a security officer. And then, or even a six-course meal. And they won't do it. But look at God. And this David experienced these things. That shepherd boy became the greatest king that ever lived. What was he doing? His time, talents. He was just playing that senku for God and composing hymns and singing around, blessing the name of the Lord, exorcising evil spirits that were attacking people like the king. And God said, you are a man after my own heart. Me, I'll bless you. Maybe you are here this morning, you are here, you are online. You don't know this God, you don't have him as your shepherd. All that God has spoken to us this morning and you are saying, I want this God to be my savior. I want him to be my redeemer. I want him to be my father, my friend. You are looking for opportunities to deepen your relationship with him. Why don't you lift up that hand to the heavens and let God see, not just the hands, let God see the hearts, that God will send forth supernatural resources by the power of the Holy Spirit. God will begin to dispense grace, his grace, that the grace of the Lord will begin to work in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, you see this heart, you see these hands that are lifting up, you see their hearts cry, you hear their cry. You hear their desires. I pray in the name of Jesus for supernatural encounters. I pray for salvation. I pray for restoration. I pray, my God, in the name of Jesus.
This broadcast was proudly sponsored by the friends and partners of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. Thank you for listening to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi. We believe that as you act on this word, God's power will transform your life.